Shoddy and sham. That's how a New South Wales Supreme Court judge has described contracts issued to new recruits to the Australian Navy, with the judge questioning in court why the contracts were used. Justice Desmond Fagan made the comments on the opening day of a case brought by scores of former and current members of the Royal Australian Navy. Our reporter Barbara Miller was in court and she joins me in the studio. Barbara, what's the gist of this case?
This is a case being brought by more than 200 sailors. In fact, we hear 280 have now joined this class action, mainly men, but a handful of women. And what they're alleging is that they signed up to 4 years with the Navy on the understanding that at the end of it, they would receive what's called a Cert 4 engineering qualification. Now, this is a qualification you can use in the civilian world. So were you to leave after the 4 years, you would be essentially, you would have a good chance of a job. Instead, they say they were often left twiddling their thumbs. There was no training plan. It was not clear if the tasks they did went towards this qualification in any way. And several years into their service, in the case of many, they were told it wasn't feasible to achieve this qualification and that they could start at that point training towards a lesser certificate. Now, the effect of that on these claimants was summed up by the lawyer for the clients, Stuart Levitt, outside court.
Many of them suffered a real setback in their careers and their lives because, particularly where they were a bit older and they left jobs that they already had to join the workforce and found themselves 4 years down the line with nothing really that they could use as a skill to sell into the labour market.
Stuart Levitt there. Barb, what's the response from the defence to this?
Well, we've heard from the defence that they will argue that this was not a legally binding contract and that we should not understand the agreement that was made between these mainly young sailors and the Navy as the same as a contract that would be made in common law between an employer and employee. Now, I think we're going to hear a lot more about this point. What they also say is it was always going to take more than 4 years to gain this particular qualification. And while the contract didn't specify that, that was put to these people verbally. Now, they also say that some of these people are still in the Navy, so they say that this has not been a factor that has made them leave the Navy. Now, the defence just began its cross-examination of the main claimant, a young man from Queensland, Clayton Searle. We haven't heard too much of that, but we do know from a sworn affidavit that he says, at one point, I was doing hardly anything for about 10 months.
So how did the judge respond? Some fairly stern comments, it seems.
It seems, yeah. He got a bit frustrated as he read through that affidavit from Clayton Searle. He says, this is a bit of a sorry tale, he said. Why was this sham document even drawn up? He referred to it at another point as shoddy. He said it seems very curious to him indeed as to why these young men, as he referred to them, were given this contract. And he said that he hoped that the defence had some good legal arguments in the case.
We'll follow it closely. Thank you very much, Barbara Miller, our reporter in court today for that case.